Dragon Gold Films that on Wednesday, 9th of April, we are reopening the centers for voter verification exercise. This is an exercise which we had suspended on the 25th of March, just a day after we had opened the centers for people to go and verify their details. There are some inconsistencies or challenges that were encountered with the voters' roll, so the Commission thought it wise to suspend the exercise and work on the challenges. We did an analysis, and the problem we had emanated from extraction of the information from the database. So we have worked on that problem and instituted double quality checks on the voters' roll that is coming out. So far, the product that we have in hand and that will be distributing to the public is giving us high confidence levels that it is of quality and acceptable levels.
How long will this period of reopening of the register for name and information verification last for prospective Malawians to check their information?
We are opening this verification in phases. So what is starting on Wednesday is the first phase. It's going to run from the 9th up to the 13th, which is a Sunday. Then we're going to come again and announce the second phase and the district which will be covered in the second phase.
Once you have finished verifying the information from the public, how long will it take the Malawi Electoral Commission to present a final voter list that will be used for the election? And do you have the time to meet the deadline because the election is on May 20th?
I cannot indicate how much time it will take us to verify or rectify or even update the voters' roll after the verification period, because that will be determined by the issues that may be noted during the voter verification exercise. If there are many, then that means we need more time. But if there are not too many, then that means we may not need more the time. But we have to assure the whole world that we have put in place measures to ensure that once we finish the voter verification exercise, we should immediately update the voters' roll and then start printing it and distribute it accordingly.
Does that mean that the Electoral Commission would give Malawians assurances that the final voter list will be in before May 20 election?
Definitely, that's the assurance and that's what we're working towards.
There is a political group and some Malawians who are saying that because of these issues, the elections should be postponed till all these issues are resolved before that. What is the stance of the Malawi Electoral Commission?
We are not postponing the elections. The issue at the hand of the voters' roll is manageable and we have managed it, that I can say. What people should know is that there are several activities to do with the elections which are not dependent on the voters' roll, and those ones are proceeding. The only subsequent activity that was supposed to come after voter verification is the printing of the voters' roll itself. With the time we have at hand, when we do our calculations, we are quite confident that we're going to do everything before the 20th of May, and we will not need the extension or changing on the following day.